Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلًا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا صدق الله العظيم. On the one hand is the discussion of the Mi'raj of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on the other hand, in a broader context, it is a discussion of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for us it is an honor, it is a sharf, it is a privilege that every moment we have the privilege of discussing, about talking or listening to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba, Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to go to the house of his khala, his mother's sister, the wife of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, to spend the night just to see how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent his night. That was his honor. That was his privilege. The tabi'in used to go to sahaba and they used to inquire, kayfa kanat qira'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell us, what was the tilawat, what was the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this way, they honor, they privilege, their sharaf was about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam falls within the broad ambit and the scope of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give us that love. Allah Ta'ala give us that enthusiasm of listening and hearing about the mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To keep it brief and to keep it short, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the house of his cousin Hani. She was the sister of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that night was taking rest at her house. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam come with some angels, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam does not enter from the door, but Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes from the roof. Now why does Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam come from the roof? This was a pointer to the incident that is going to take place later of the shaqqus sadr, the opening of the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam takes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the hatim, that part that was part of the Baytullah before, and then when the Quraysh rebuilt the Baytullah, they did not have enough funds, so part of the Baytullah was incomplete, so they put that little wall, and that now is part of the Baytullah, but it is also out of the Baytullah. They brought Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam there, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I was brought there, and again I fell off to sleep. Then they went out, and then they took me to the well of Zamzam. And at the well of Zamzam, they opened my chest. and they removed my heart. And a tray was brought in which iman and wisdom was placed upon. Now, this we will not understand what this iman is, what this hikmah and this wisdom was, but that was placed, my heart was taken out and my heart was washed with this zamzam. Now the ulama at this point, at this place, they make a point for us to understand that Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam and the other angels, Mikail alayhi salam was with, they had come from Jannat and they could have brought the water of Jannah. But they didn't bring the water of Jannah, they utilized the water of Zamzam to show you and I, the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the purity of the water of Zamzam. Some ulama have gone to the extent to speak about the value of the water of Zamzam, that whilst we are in this dunya, is so valuable that they didn't utilize the water of Jannat at that time. They want to show us that the water of Zamzam is more beneficial to us than the water of Jannat also. Now, this what we call the shakku sadar, alam nashrah laka sadrak. Some of the mufassireen, when Allah Ta'ala says, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did we not expand for you your bosom, your chest? This happened on four occasions in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was by Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha, when he was being suckled at Sayyidina Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha. The second occasion was when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the age of 10. The third was just on those moments before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had received the first wahi of Iqra. And now the fourth was this time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being taken on the Mi'raj. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the buraq was brought. The buraq was brought from Jannah, and then I was made to sit on the buraq, and then from there, this momentous journey had begun. A journey that no other Nabi from the 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam had the fortune of undertaking. And of course, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no other human being would ever dream about. A journey that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken body and soul whilst Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was awake. And this journey had begun now from Makkah Mukarrama. Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjidil harami ilal masjidil aqsa. It had begun now from Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa. When this journey had begun, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I was taken from there, from Makkah, and I was brought to a place that had an abundance of date palms. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam said to me that disembark and perform two rakats of salah. So I disembarked and I performed two rakats of salah at this place. And after I embarked on the buraq, Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam asked me, do you know this place? And I said, no, I don't know this place. So Jibreel alayhi salam said to me, this is Yathrib. Yathrib, the old name of Madina Tayyiba. In other words, this is Madina Tayyiba, the Darul Hijra. This is going to be the place of your Hijra. This is where you are going to make Hijra. In other words, in a few months time, Allah Ta'ala is going to command you to make Hijra. Nonetheless, we continued this journey. And then again, Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam said to me, disembark and read two rakat salah. So I disembarked and I performed two rakat salah. And again, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam questioned me, and then subsequently he informed me that this is the place of Sinin, Tur Sinin, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam said, this is the tree that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had seen when he wanted some light, he wanted some coal to light the fire, and he went there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Musa, I am Allah, inni an Allah, la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimis salata li dhikri. And then we continued this journey, and then again Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam asked me to disembark, and I disembarked, and I performed two rakat salat. And again I was told that this is Madian, Madian of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. And again we carried on the journey, and I came to a place, and then Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam told me to disembark. I disembarked, and then he said to me that this is Baytul Laham, which we will speak about Bethlehem, the birthplace of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now also on this journey, there was a personification of two things that had taken place. One was an elderly woman was on her way, that she came past by me, and she tried to delude me, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam said to me, ignore her and continue. So I ignored her and I continued. And as I went further, an old man came in my way. And again Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam said, ignore him and continue. And then a group of people had come, and they said to me, As-salamu alayka ya awwal, was-salamu alayka ya akhir, was-salamu alayka ya hashir. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam said, that old woman, that old lady, was the personification of this dunya. As you see that woman, you would judge that she has very few years to live. That is the amount of time that this dunya has. In other words, if you look at her life, you will see the percentage of time that we are coming to the end of time. And that old man is shaitan. And those three people that you had seen, or that group of people that you had seen, they are the Nabis of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now the journey goes on till Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam comes to Al-Aqsa. That is what Allah Ta'ala describes, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa. When Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam comes to Masjid al-Aqsa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam finds a large group of people who had assembled in Masjid al-Aqsa, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam informs him that these are all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. And they are in anticipation that you will lead them in salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam led the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam in salah. Now brothers and friends, we just pause over here a little bit for us to understand the value of Al-Aqsa. Al-Aqsa is being described in the Quran Sharif as Al-Aqsa. Ya qawmi dukhulul arda al-muqaddasata allati. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala described it as Ardul Muqaddasa. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala described it as Alladhi barakna lil alameen. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala just said, Alladhi barakna fiha. Sometimes, like in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, Ilal masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made reference to it by way of a pointer, like what tini was zaytun, the fig and the olives that grows in it in abundance. And in different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as a blessed land. Barakna fiha lil alameen. That Allah ta'ala blessed it for the entire universe. That is the way Allah ta'ala speaks about Al-Aqsa. Obviously, it cannot have a greater virtue than that of the Haramain of Makkah and Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara. But it is no less in its value than the value and the virtue that Allah ta'ala has accorded it by the fact that Allah has made reference to Al-Aqsa 70 times in different ways in the Quran Kareem. That is sufficient. Then we look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have gathered ahadith in volumes with regards to the virtue of Al-Aqsa. But this virtue that we speak about now, that all the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam gathered at one place at one time. There is no doubt in the fact that every Nabi of Allah ta'ala had made tawaf of Baytullah, and every Nabi of Allah ta'ala had made hajj of Baytullah. But that was during the nubuwat of each Nabi. But never on the surface of the earth did all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam gather on one piece of land and make a two rakats of salah but that of Al-Aqsa. In the vicinity of Al-Aqsa, and that is the Ardul Muqaddasa, in that entire region, was the birthplace of many Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. It was the place of hijra of many Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. And in it lies the qabars of many Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. And as a matter of fact, about 4,000 sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam are buried in the region of Al-Aqsa. Ulama have written in Al-Hijaz, 10,000 sahaba. In Makkah and Medina, in Medina alone about 10,000 sahaba. But in Al-Aqsa, in the region of Al-Aqsa, 4,000 sahaba. One sahabiya, Maimuna bint Sa'ad, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Al-Aqsa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the land of the gathering of people before Qiyamah, and it is the land of resurrection. And then she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about Al-Aqsa? Tell us more. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you are by the means, then travel to Al-Aqsa and perform salah. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not undertake a journey for any other masajid but three masjids. Masjidul Haram, that is Makkah Mukarrama, Al-Aqsa, and this masjid of mine, that's Masjidul Nabawi. Then she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I'm unable to undertake the journey? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then send as a gift oil for the lamps of Al-Aqsa. If you do that, you will be rewarded as though you had performed salah in Al-Aqsa. Allah ta'ala grant us all that opportunity to read at least the two rakats of salah in Al-Aqsa. So brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accorded a great virtue, and Allah ta'ala shows that in the mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now taken on this journey from Al-Aqsa through the seven heavens, through the seven skies. In the first sky, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. In the second, Sayyiduna Isa and Sayyiduna Yahya alayhimus salatu wassalam. In the third, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. In the fourth, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu was salam. In the fifth, Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu was salam. In the sixth, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam. In the seventh, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, who was reclining on the Baytul Ma'mur. Baytul Ma'mur is directly above the Kaabatullah, above the Kaaba. And that is the Kaaba of the Malaika. Daily 70,000 Malaika enter it and they do not get a chance again to enter. That is the number of Malaika that Allah Ta'ala has created. And then from there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken to the Sidratul Muntaha. Then Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "This is as far as I go. From here, you will travel the journey on your own." From there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken to a place which comes in the hadith as Maqam Sariful Aqlam. Aqlam is a plural of qalam, pens. Sarif means the sound of the writing of pens. Where the malaika, the scribes are writing the taqdeer and whatever Allah Ta'ala is commanding them to write. And then from there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ushered, and there he saw the tajalli, the noor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then it was there that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was bestowed three gifts. The one was the gift of salah. We know it was 50, and then subsequently it came to 5. The second gift that Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were the concluding three verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Now in these concluding three verses of Surah Al-Baqarah are du'as that Allah Ta'ala has taught this ummah. In another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, two things have been granted from under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. One are the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, and the second is Surah Fatiha. Whoever makes these du'as that are found in these two, in Surah Al-Fatiha, we are making a very important du'a. Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim. Allah guide us on the Sirat Al-Mustaqim. In those verses, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. We are making those important du'as. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. Whoever is making these du'as, those du'as will never ever be rejected by Allah Ta'ala. So we need to make those du'as that Allah Ta'ala has shown. A poet said it very beautifully, that when the master has given the prescription, why leave it? It is because of his ocean of rahmah that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed these du'as. Now brothers and friends, the third gift is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will forgive the major and minor sins of this ummah provided we do not commit shirk. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will forgive through the intercession of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will forgive by our seeking forgiveness, and sometimes Allah Ta'ala will forgive. He is ghafiru dhamb wa qabilu tawb. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will forgive on his own, and sometimes we make tawbah and Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Now when we look at this first gift of salat, look at the beauty of salah. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that person that performs wudu, we are making wudu. Whilst we are making wudu, as we are washing the limbs, our sins, our minor sins are falling off with the water that leaves our bodies. We leave our homes, we walk to the masjid, according to the jurists of this time, we travel by car. For each step we take, whatever distance we travel, two things happen. One is we are raised one daraja closer to Allah for each step, and one sin is being forgiven. Look at the masjid. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person that builds a portion of a masjid, Allah will give him a palace in Jannah. Look at the person that calls out the adhan. Atwalul anaq. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be a person, in Arabic, would have a long neck. One is, he will be given closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Or he will be regarded as a leader. Or he will have a large amount of reward. Or he will enter Jannah Sufli, the interpretation of the Muhaddithin. The person that responds to the Adhan, دخل الجنة, he'll enter Jannah. The person that reads Salawat, and he responds and he reads the dua after Adhan, حلت شفاعتي, my intercession becomes wajib upon him. So the Muadhin, the person that replies, the person that reads the dua, look at all the reward of everything that is linked to our Salat. Now we came into the Masjid, we performed our Salat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, our sins are forgiven. The person sits after Salat. Allah Ta'ala appoints the Malaika to make dua, oh Allah bless him, oh Allah forgive him, oh Allah pardon him. Provided that person sits and he does not become a means of harm to anyone, those Malaika continue to make dua for such an individual. When we look at dua, when we look at salah in its essence, ulama have written that one person loves another person. First point is of speech. A believer's speech to Allah Ta'ala is the kalima la ilaha illallah. The second point is that of humility, ruku and sajda, standing, ruku and sajda. The third is sacrifice, spend one's wealth. The fourth is that of fasting, hunger for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The fifth is go to the house of Allah Ta'ala. So brothers and friends, these are all ways of gaining closeness to Allah Ta'ala and the muhabbat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One important aspect, one sahabi came to Masjid al-Nabawi. Hastily he read 2 rakat salat. Nabi SAW was in the corner. And then he said, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Nabi SAW said to him, Irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Boy, go back, repeat your salat, for you have not performed your salat. So the person went back, he read his salat, and now again he goes back and he says, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back, repeat your salat, for certainly you have not read your salat. In the riwayat, it comes 3 or 4 times this happened. Then he asked, Ya Rasulallah, how must I read my namaz? Then Nabi SAW said, by make takbir-e-ula, read whatever is easy for you in the Quran Sharif, and then make your ruku. Make it with itminan, with ease. When you come up from your ruku, stand in your qoma with ease. Go down in your sajda with ease. Come up from your sajda with ease. In other words, take it easy. Sit properly. Go down in the next sajda with ease. Do everything with ease. That is how you will perform your salat. That is the salat by Allah Ta'ala. So we come to the masjid. Let us try and perform a salat that how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed. One group of people came from out of Medina. They spent a few days in Medina Munawwara. They were going back. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them one advice. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Read salat like how you saw me read salat. So brothers and friends, this is a gift that Allah Ta'ala has given. And through this gift, it is a very easy way for us to link ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. As a Shaykh Nawar Allah Marqatahu wrote somewhere in his Fazail Salat that there was one person, Abu Ishaq. He reached the age of 100. And at 100 he is saying, now I have become weak. And because I have come weak, I can only read Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran now in 2 rakats. That's just 3 3/4 Imarahs at the age of 100. So such were the servants of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Brothers, the month of Rajab will come to an end. The month of Sha'ban will begin. Let us try and intensify and prepare for the month of Ramadan. Let us make an abundance of dua that Allah Ta'ala change halat and conditions. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give all those who are ill and sick, Allah Ta'ala give them shifa'i kamila ajila mustamirra. Allah Ta'ala ward away these viruses and these sicknesses and these illnesses that in our midst. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala allow us to spend our Ramadan in a way that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us without all of these disturbances in our midst. And may Allah Ta'ala unite the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever the ummah is suffering, Allah Ta'ala relieve the ummah of the sufferings amongst us, whoever has whatever difficulties. Allah Ta'ala relieve us of the difficulties. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make His deen dominant once again on the surface of this earth. Let us make dua and then we terminate. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. O most merciful and gracious and compassionate Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, our siblings, our children. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of our family members. Ya Allah, grant us your muhabbat. Ya Allah, grant us the muhabbat of our Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us the muhabbat of Sahaba-i Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Ya Allah, grant us the muhabbat of performing our salat. Ya Allah, in a manner that you are pleased with. Ya Allah, grant us the muhabbat of the masajid. O most merciful and gracious Allah, grant us the muhabbat of the entire deen. Ya Allah, amongst us, Ya Allah, whoever has whatever challenges, whatever difficulties, Ya Allah, you create ease, Ya Allah, and Ya Allah, remove those difficulties. Whoever is ill and sick amongst us and in our families, in our ummah, Ya Allah, grant each and every person shifa'i kamila ajila mustamirra. Ya Allah, whoever has any debts, Ya Allah, and bonded to the banks, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you free them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever the ummah is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the sufferings from the ummah of Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O most merciful and gracious Allah, make your deen once again dominant, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. Safeguard the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, free Al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you free Al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Free Al-Quds, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah. Safeguard each and every one of our masajid, Ya Allah. Our makatib, Ya Allah. Our darul ulums, Ya Allah. Our khankas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the markazes of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah of our Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, bring muhabbat in our homes, Ya Allah. Bring muhabbat amongst our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat in the whole ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have these few days left for the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.